Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's program, we recap the final of the FLOW CONCACAF Caribbean Club Championship. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Jamaica missed the opportunity to establish itself as champions of Caribbean club football after Arnett Gardens lost out to club Atletico Pantoja from the Dominican Republic in the final of the FLOW CONCACAF Caribbean Club Championship on May 13. Despite Arnett Gardens creating the majority of goal-scoring opportunities, both teams battled to a goalless draw at the end of full-time and proceeded immediately into the dreaded penalty shootout. When the dust settled, Club Pantoja had scored 6 of their 7 kicks, while Arnett scored 5, preventing them from claiming the title on home soil and in front of their home crowd. Coach of Arnett Gardens, Jerome Waite, lauded his team for their performance during the competition and their resilience during the final.
Overall, it's a good tournament for the Arnett Gardens team, and we only can build on this from there. You notice in this tournament, we have not given up a goal, and that will always be a plus. It's us to continue to lift our head high and just move forward.
For their victory, Club Pantoja earned $50,000 and automatic qualification to the prestigious CONCACAF Champions League.
Arnett Gardens made an amazing match. We have to congratulate them for that. But our first half was amazing, and I think in the second half we get a little bit low, but we were working so hard on the week, so we knew what we had to do.
Coach of Atletico Pantoja, Lenin Bastidas, speaking through a translator.
Jamaica is the number one team in the Caribbean, but I think we proved our point here in Jamaica, winning both things and doing the way we can do it.
As consolation, Arnett Gardens earned qualification to the region's second-tier club football competition, the CONCACAF League, and $30,000. Meanwhile, recently crowned Red Stripe Premier League champions Portmore United claimed third place in the competition after defeating Central FC of Trinidad and Tobago 2-1 in the day's earlier match. For their efforts, they earned $20,000 and qualification to the CONCACAF League. Coach of Portmore United, Shavar Thomas, says although the team had to settle for third place in the tournament, it was still good to end the season with a victory. He is hopeful the performance will leave a lasting impression as they go into the next season.
We would have to start our early pre-season and get some quality games in terms of the qualification for the Champions League and as well as for the Premier League, so we're looking forward to it.
From an organizational standpoint, project organizer and club administrator for Portmore United, Ron Rainford, said the tournament did much to demonstrate Jamaica's capacity to host international football championships.
Well, it was fairly executed. I think we pulled quite a number of parties together to get it off. I must give thanks to a number of members of the LOC, the JFF and others that really helped out in doing what they could do to help us to coordinate and execute an event. Especially big up to the Arnett Gardens fraternity, because without them wouldn't have been able to host this wonderful event, culminated in a very good final. Unfortunately, the team from Jamaica didn't win, but you know, congratulations to Atletico Pantoja from the Dominican Republic.
Rainford is confident that if called upon again, Jamaica will be able to successfully execute other tournaments on behalf of CONCACAF.
It's a good start for us now that we're in elite competition with the CONCACAF League, so we can now leave and ensure that we can coordinate those games properly.
Ron Rainford, club administrator for Portmore United and lead organizer for the CONCACAF Caribbean Club Championship. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.